She was known all over Kapaa County as cheap Christmas trash, and that was the least of it. There was that whole sordid affair with Doc Porter leaving him a cripple.
A cripple? Mm-hmm. He's got a limp. Just kind of barely a limp.
Well, his mother was going to keep me out of the ladies' social league because of it.
What?
That is right. I never told you. But I had to go plead with that mean old woman and convince her that I was just as appalled and upset with what Meg had done as she was, and that I was only a first cousin anyway. I could hardly be blamed for all the skeletons in the McGrath's closet. It was humiliating. I tell you, she even brought up your mother's death. And that poor cat.
Oh, please, Chick. I'm sorry, but you're in the ladies' league now.
Oh, yes. That's true, I am. But frankly, if Mrs. Porter hadn't developed that tumor in her bladder, I wouldn't be in the club today, much less a committee head. Anyway, you be a sweet potato and wait right here for Meg to call, so you can convince her not to come back home. It would make things a whole lot easier on everybody, don't you think? It really would.
Probably.
Good, good. Then suit yourself. How's my hair?
Fine.
It's not pooching out in the back right here?
No.
All right, then. Well, I'm on my way. I've got Annie Mae over there keeping an eye on PK and...